I mean, you work so hard a whole year, you know, to get to just one of the steps, and this is one of them, you know, and to come out, you know, division champs, that's awesome. You know, we had to, a lot of games that, you know, we had to fight and battle our tails off, but guys never gave up. You know, we never give up, so we're going to continue to do that. The more we fight, you know, the better this team gets, and I think it can do us some good justice to continue fighting. You know, the day was we executed our game plan, you know, and we knew they was going to come out fighting. We knew they was going to come out, you know, fast and explosive. And our main goal was to weather the storm, you know. We know going into this game that we was going to have to make some adjustments on the sideline from what they give us. And that's exactly what happened. You know, the whole first quarter, it was like, you know, sideline adjustments. And, you know, after the first quarter, we kind of buckled down, settled in, and has to start playing some good football. And when we really needed it in the fourth quarter, we take a lot of pride in doing our homework in the fourth quarter. So that was kind of like a gift for us, you know, being that Tebow loves and his team like to come back in games in the fourth quarter. But that's one of the things that we always do, and we've been doing it for a long time around here, is just studying the fourth quarter and just getting tendencies of what guys would got to do when they're behind or they're ahead. And it felt really in our place. So our main goal was to get to the fourth quarter and fourth quarter execute, which we did.
Or think about the talk, all the talk nationally, especially was all Tebow all the time this week.
No, I mean, we didn't. We approached this game just like any other. You know, we've seen, you know, some quarterbacks, pretty decent quarterbacks, you know, but, you know, Tebow do things that most quarterbacks don't do. But, you know, it's National Football League. Just like Bill said, you know, it's going to be a point in the game where, you know, we'll have to make sideline adjustments, which we did. First quarter, we had to come to the sideline and make those adjustments. Once we made those adjustments, you know, we had the turnovers. We knew, you know, going in this game that was going to be a critical part. No, he didn't turn the ball over a lot, but we've seen a lot of opportunities out there, which we took advantage of. And we knew going into the game that we was going to have those opportunities. So we took advantage of them, and, you know, we started gelling. You know, once everybody settled in and we saw how they wanted to play the game, we knew how we wanted to adjust to it. Once we made those adjustments, you know, the outcome speaks for itself.
Vince, you got a lot of those hats now. It doesn't get old putting them on, does it?
Never gets old. So keep it coming. You know, this just, you know, one step of many more to come, hopefully.
When you talk about the opportunities that you saw in film to create turnovers, does that have to do with the option game that they run or with other things?
The whole offense, you know, just seeing certain guys carry the ball, you know, just knowing, you know, when we can actually get the ball out, you know, when people are vulnerable with the ball in their hands. You know, just when you're dealing with a quarterback like this, you know, the ball is always in his hand and he always want to make plays. So when you get guys like that, you know, you always have an opportunity to get the ball out. You know, with the guy that always carried the ball in, amount of times they run the ball, you know, we know we had a chance of hitting the ball off guys and everything. So, you know, we just took advantage of it. We took advantage of it, and it worked to our advantage. And just like I said, we went into this game knowing that we was going to have an opportunity. We went in this game knowing that we was going to have to come to the sideline and make adjustments until we figure out how we want to attack them. It's like a heavyweight bout. You know, you go in the game and see how your opponent, you know, want to fight you. And then, you know what? Your trainer tell you, okay, we got the game plan figured out. This is how, what he's doing. Now it's time to attack. So once we knew it was time for us to attack, we attacked. And fourth quarter, we really hammered it down in the fourth quarter. And I'm very, very proud of these guys because we work hard on that stuff.
Can you talk at all specifically about the adjustments without giving
up any? Yeah, I mean, it's just different fronts that we was in, different force rules that we had. Being able to get out the force, just seeing how they wanted to block some of the schemes that we had. And you know, we threw some things out and we put some things in. So good thing is that we practiced everything that we put in. So it wasn't a big adjustment for us. You know, it was basically come to the sideline, hey, they're blocking it like this, they're doing this, we're going to attack this one. and everybody got it. You know, so that's where you see, you know, from the second quarter on, we basically defensively really turned the game around defensively. And you know, our offense took advantage of our turnovers, and they scored the points that, you know, we, you know, our offense didn't score. So that's what it is. It's all about teams. Special teams came up huge, big plays in the kicking game, you know, coverage game. So it's a team, you know, and never gets old. You know, you keep fighting. No matter how bad it looked, you know, I think we gave up 100 yards first quarter. I mean, a lot of guys probably was like, oh, it's going to be a long day for them. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys said that. But we knew, you know, we had to weather the storm. I mean, they're the number one team running the ball. And it's the reason. They had three backs that could run the ball. So we just know we had to settle down and, you know, make our adjustments. And then when it's time to attack, we attack, which we did.
And how emotional was it to see Andre Carter get carted off the field? And what did you say to each other? And how nice was it to see guys step up in his absence?
That's tough. I mean, because Andre put so much in it. His leadership alone, he gives a lot to this team, not just the defense. And that's a guy that's in the meeting rooms with me all the time. We always talk about, you know, schemes and football. So to see him go down and just to know how hard he worked, you know, that's tough. Especially anytime someone goes down, it's tough. You know, but see a guy like that, you know, been playing the game for a long time and haven't really won much in his career. And now he's, you know, he's winning, he's happy, he's having fun, he's playing well. And to see him go down, it take a blow out you. You know, but at the same time, we know we had to step up for him. You know, and that's what he said. You know, came in at halftime, he said, guys, don't worry about me, I'll be okay. You know, you guys just, you know, continue to play good football and get this W for me. So, which we did, and I'm pretty sure he's proud of us. But at the same time, it's a big blow for us, because that guy's been playing some very, very good football for us, and we're definitely going to miss his presence out there on the field, you know, however long he has. But it's a tough loss for us.
Vince, what did switching to the 3-4 do for you specifically and stopping them?
Just attacking us differently. We seen, you know, certain ways that they want to attack us in fronts that we showed. We really didn't like the fronts we was in, how they was able to, you know, gain an advantage on it. So once we pulled out our 3-4, I think we kind of settled down and a lot of stuff started coming to us. And it was like they was on. Now they tried to figure out how to attack our 3-4. But it's one of those games, you know. One of those games that, you know, we had to make sideline adjustments. We knew that coming into the game. All week we talked about it. We don't know what they're going to give us. But we prepared well. Put a lot into it. But when we made the adjustments, everybody was on board with it, and we knew exactly what we was doing. So that first quarter really was kind of a testing, you know, seeing how they wanted to attack us and going to the sideline, making adjustments, and actually going to attack mode after then. Because once we knew how they wanted to attack us, it was all fair game now. You know, so we put our stuff in that we thought we was going to have a big advantage in. And just see what they did. So, and that's what it boiled down to.
Tebow?
Yeah, I Tebow. Absolutely. You kidding me? Absolutely.
Is there something that went into that, or you just kind of
said? Nah, no. I mean, trust me, everybody in the world was hearing about this guy. I mean, and he's a very, very good athlete. I mean, I said it last week. He's a winner. If you look at, you know, his whole resume, the guy knew how to win. Well, he knew how to win. So anytime you speak to a team or little kids, whatever, about winning, I'm pretty sure his name's going to come up. You know, so however he do it. Yeah. So it's one of those things where, you know, it is part of the game. I'm pretty sure I won't be the last one, and I wasn't the first one. So, you know, that's what he does. You know, he put it out there. So hey, I want to steal it. I don't think he'll mind. Just one play.
Is there an element of all that hype around him, Vince? Did you guys come in? Have a lot of guys who've had a lot of success in this league. We'd like to be able to come in and get the station. So, you know what? We played a lot of big games.
I mean, like I say, we approach this game like any other game. Win, prepare well. We knew it was a possibility that we can get anything from this offense. So we prepared well. You know, a lot of hours put into it, a lot of practice, a lot of film, a lot of walkthroughs, you know, a lot of practice. A lot of stuff went into this game. So we knew we had to make adjustments. We knew that was going to be part of a game. which we did after the first quarter, and, you know, we moved on from there. So, like I said, it's, you know, you prepare well, and hopefully it shows on Sundays. And our main thing was, you know, the fourth quarter, you know, got to have the situations. You know, you always want to, you know what your team is doing, because for 55 minutes or for 50 minutes, you can play good football. You know, but those last 10 minutes, last 5 minutes, if you can't play good football in those minutes, it really doesn't matter what you've done the rest of the game. So, and we've seen where they took advantage of situations like that. But we take pride in what we do in the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's not. But that's something we really, you know, we actually get down and dirty when you gotta have it, when a team is, you know, up or down. You know, the situation, the football, we really take pride in that. So, and it came up big for us today. So, going into the fourth quarter, we knew exactly what to expect. It wasn't a shock to none of us, offensive, defensive, special team, wasn't a shock to none of us, because we prepared and we knew. And that's what good football teams do. You know, you have to, can't leave no stone unturned. And we didn't. And we're going to have to continue to do that from here on out. You know, if we want to be successful, we want to continue to do that. So, great start coming to Denver and getting a win. I haven't won much here, I tell you that. Not me, but it's a tough place to play in. I mean, great fans, atmosphere. I mean, this is a football city. I mean, this is, they live for this team. So it's good to come on the road to get a W and go back home, especially get a W and receive your hat and T-shirt. That's even bigger. It makes the plane ride home a lot smoother. Thank you, guys.